so lot.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show. And I met with the programmer WordPress Friday, so hopefully maybe this next week here I will start getting the my homepage up. And say it's going to be a front page with all the statutes at large and many other things. Cases out of Pacer so you can read the stuff. Actually read it. What a novel idea. I'll have a commentary on it, but then you can make up your own mind to counter this fake news nonsense. And then, of course, there's going to be a IRS list, and it's $250 postal money order, or if you can't afford it, you email me and tell me why, and I will add you. And then you will put in your email and your own password, which I won't see the passwords, and it's supposed to be so you can reset it in case you screw up. So, and there's going to be all sorts of things in there that some of these books, I've got a 1948, of which there's only a few of them in existence on the court systems and stuff, which you'll be able to download. And a lot of other information, my modules, research modules, hot links to cases so you can look stuff up. Anyway, I'm going to try to get this information out because I have stuff that most people haven't seen. I'm going to try to get my 13th Amendment book all copied, too. I have one out of Virginia, which they said never happened. Well, I got an 1819 original I gave $1,000 for when I had my company, and they said it happened. And so we'll see. And I got one out of, I forget, one of the other states back there. But I'll make that available for people at the so they can see it. It really happened. And, of course, we're not going to, the system has gotten so bad. And I met with an attorney this week, and I broached the idea that I said, you know, they call it legal realism. And I got that, I think it's Ben Stein is his name. He was on Judge Jeanine Pirro's show. In Yale, they teach, and I'm not kidding you, they teach that you do not have to abide by what's called the four corners. So what that means is, if you look at a contract or you look at the Constitution, these lawyers are taught not to stay within the document itself, but that they can go outside the document. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, why would you have a law school? Why would you have a law school if you don't teach that you abide by the contracts and the Constitution? And I met with this lawyer, and he said Harvard started it in the 1980s. That I met with this last week. This is the reason why we have such a overthrown republic. If you don't abide by the contracts, if you don't abide by the statutory law, which we're seeing in Trump's case on these executive order stuff, I don't know. What do we do? We try to find a few good ones in the mess, and I don't know, we'd like to shoot them, but we can't because that's against the law. What do you do? Wake up, people. I saw where Pence is, I don't know if it's happened yet or not, in Notre Dame, his speech there for the graduates, and there's a whole bunch of them going to get up and walk out because of the immigration policies. Policies is not law. Does not anybody ever read anything that Mexico deported more people back to, I think, El Salvador and other than the United States deported back to Mexico? Do people not know that Mexico has a fence on their southern border? And yet they're complaining about us putting one on our southern border? I can't make this stuff up. It's just the false news is so horrific anymore. And these, I don't know what you call, I don't know what to call them. They're demonic, evil. I just don't know. It just boggles the mind anymore. I was seeing here on Breitbart, California Democratic Party or lead FUCK, Donald Trump chant at convention, Pelosi caught on camera laughing. Really? Pelosi, these people are subhuman. Their husbands have been involved in so much corruption on stuff making money. And the interesting thing that they do is these people, Saul Alinsky, out of that Rules for Radicals, of which Obama and Hillary were, of course, star pupils, and Hillary wrote a thesis on it and met him. That SOB's dead. He said when he got to hell, he was going to get around and organize the people in hell. Well, we'll see how that's been working out for him. He dedicated the book to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals. You just can't make this stuff up. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just like I say, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You just, anyways. Well, we're going to have, cover several issues. I got a book on jihad, on Muslim stuff. Got a 3 ongoing in your face challenging the system cases. One is Richard Rappert's in Minnesota, which is coming up this Friday. He either signs under subordination of perjury, false documents, or I don't know what they'll do. His sentencing is coming up. They rejected the mandamus, and I'm going to get into that up there, but they didn't reject the mandamus. It's a procedural error. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. This is a game. They waited a long time on his case. And then we got Randy Kirkendall's case, which went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, the only Article III court that we have. that has international authority all across the United States. None of the other circuits do, and I got it in black and white out of a Senate report, backed up so they can't say it didn't happen. It doesn't happen. And we have got, and let me take Randy's case, Randy Kirkendall's case, United States. So we put in, because of this report, I'd got it. Randy filed in to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, United States, as a real party of interest. And the Bringer is her name, Nora, N-O-R-A, and then Bringer, B-R-I-N-G-E-R. She filed in representing the United States. Now, there's an interesting situation here. Because you see, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, almost everything is all straight United States. All of the other circuits, which are not constitutional courts, it's United States of America. Do you think that's a big deal or a small deal? That is a major deal. And why? What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this issue? Well, we went to the Fifth Circuit, and lo and behold, they got the United States of America, but the appearance of the same Nora Bringer. Oh, the appearance form isn't there. Well, they've changed the rule in the Fifth Circuit. They supposedly used to have the Social Security number on them. And anyway, the clerk of the court has not made it public until all of these attorneys quit filing the ones with Social Security number. Hoo-ha. Well, we're going to, Randy's going to file in a motion to make it public because we need the evidence. We need real facts, real evidence that this woman is representing in one court, the constitutional court, United States, and in the lower court, which Randy had been put in jail for. He's had a foreclosure of property taken under United States of America. So which is it? Is it United States or is it United States of America? Are they the same? No. How can we prove that? Well, you see, an interesting situation here. Let me bring this up. United States of America was used in two cases that I have documented so far in the complaints. And United States of America, according to the Department of Justice, is a sovereign body politic. A sovereign body politic. So the question becomes then is, because in the foreclosures, the person that moves the case there comes out of the chief counsel for the IRS, which operates only in the tax court, of which they changed the name before 1946 Administrative Procedures Act from a board to a court so that they wouldn't have to abide by the regulations. In the Kariski case, holding of the Supreme Court, the tax court does not have any judicial power, is not a real court. Wait a minute, this is getting really ludicrous. How do you keep up with this nonsense? Good question. So the tax court is only for citizens of the United States. This is the core to our, this is the core to our whole thing. There is just no doubt about it. This is the game. And the two cases is United States of America versus Charles Stevens, and it's 3-13-CV-375. It's on the complaint. And that is in the United States District Court, Middle District of Florida, 2013. The other case is United States of America versus James McAlpine, 1-13-CV-63. And that's in the Western District of North Carolina. That's a 2013 case. They say in the complaint, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. So question becomes, how does one grant get standing? And who is the sovereign body politic? What happened to the union of the several states? This is a major issue. Critical. Absolutely major. And so we've got to put a motion into the Fifth Circuit. We want to see the. You want to see this document? Because we have to see the document. So we have real evidence. The same person on the same case representing two different entities, of which the United States is a union of the several states. United States of America is a sovereign body politic, being Congress. Who else could it be? And, of course, the question that people can't grasp, and I can understand why, the problem in this country is you and me. We're just like Esau in the Bible. We keep selling our birthright. Esau sold it one time, but for porridge and some lentil beans or something. The right to own property and the right of lineage and stuff. We keep signing up all of these forms. That's why they always want our signature. Because they take our signature and say, well, you want to be like you said on a federal jury. Why do you set in a federal jury and everybody, they will usually do it, they don't say is everybody here, they say is anybody not a citizen of the United States. And nobody says a thing. They don't even know what the hell it is. This is how I got a whole bunch of misdemeanor charges, six or seven of them, I forget anymore, it's been so long since I did this. We would get to the jury, and once the prosecutor saw what I was doing, we'd have a meeting, and he'd say, well, why don't you get a driver's license? So I got a driver's license. Okay, fine. Because what the troopers were doing is they were harassing me, and they would take the damn driver's license, wouldn't get it back, so I'd have to drive all the way to Anchorage and get another one. They were just harassing me. That's fine. Because I met some troopers when I was in jail, the one time that I tried to help Chickaloon Nation, a bunch of war hoops, with their own issue, which I caution anybody, do not fight somebody else's battle. I did it. I got burned. It was a sting. FBI sting. And the bastards over there called me up and said, well, we got a $3.2 million grant. That's what I went for. To put me in the pokey. 6 months for buying a damn driver's license from those people. I could have walked across the street and bought one from the state of Alaska. I was just trying to help them out because they didn't have anybody to fight the driver's license in court. Of course, it didn't help. They gave me 6 months. I spent a month in jail. They gave me a $5,000 fine, and they put that down to $1,000 and 5 year probation. They don't even come anywhere near this on DUIs. Nothing. It's unbelievable. That's all right. I put the judge under citizen's arrest in court before the trial started. To hell with them. I will not bend to these evil devil worshippers, Satanists. I'm not going to bend to them. They brought me into thing. Oh, well, you file a habeas or you do this. Well, that's it. I just lit into that judge. You're not going to play this game with me because I know the game. I'm not bending. And, I had two other driver's license charges. They had one, and then I went over and got the driver's license. Because I kept it. I said, well, the hell with it. I'm done with you. Just keep stealing the damn thing. I don't need it. So they wrote a misdemeanor up, started the trial. They put it off. Then they said, well, why don't you go over here and do the community service? And I went in there, and I said, well, I need a copy of this. Will I sign it? Oh, no, we can't do that. Well, I said, well, can I get a... I got to at least be able to read it and sign it, don't it? They handed it to me, and I walked out. God, they like to have a conniption. You can't do that. I said, watch me. Call the cops. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, I forgot what I was talking about. I was looking up something else here. Think about what I was talking about. I forgot what I was talking about. Isn't it amazing? See, I do it out. I don't do this stuff. Oh, Randy Kirkendall, the Citizen of the United States thing. So we're going to see what they do, because and if you want to see this, you send me an email. I'll send you the two complaints. You can meet it yourself. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. So the question is, how did we get there? How do I prove it? You see, the Citizen of the United States started back in 14 Stat 27, 1866, for the Negroes to have the same rights as white citizens. It's codified today. You can go on the internet anywhere and find it. 42 United States Code, 1981. 42 United States Code, 1982. It's also in 1988, but you have to go back to the revised civil. You have to go back to 1878. Same rights as white citizens. You think that's a little racist? Where's the NAACP and the Southern Law of Poverty, folks? Where are those? They memorialized it in the 14th. And then 2 years later in 1870, they says, oh, by the way, you know, we could have naturalized all you black folk. So we don't really need that other, but of course, we're not going to tell anybody because y'all too damn stupid to look it up. That's right, we are. How are we going to find it? Unless you have access to the statutes at large, which I have all of them from, I think, 1787 or whatever up to about the 1980s, and I can word search them even on my own computer and look for stuff. It's amazing the power of computers today. They don't tell us these things. And I'm going to talk again about the next hour about a citizen of the United States, because this is the critical. This is how they get us to sign up, like in the jury. And I got these dismissed. And I was talking about this form. I took it. So next thing I know, I get another driver's license misdemeanor. And they set both of them up for trial on a Monday. And they went up to Friday, because I'm not going to blink. And they dismissed it on a Rule 43A in Alaska. That's what they use. It's, I don't want to play with you no more, because you ain't playing fair. I was called for the jury when I was getting a federal. You have to get on the jury up here, you have to accept a benefit saying you're a citizen of the United States, which I used to change to citizen of the United States of America before I finally figured out citizen of Alaska is the stronger of the two. Went before the judge. Is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Raise my hand. Yeah. Come up here. Come forward. Talk to the judge a second, and I walked out. Dismissed. These people are sitting back there with their jaws. What the hell did he do? Because they don't want to be there. See, I want to be there. But I'm not going to lie to be there. Can't do that. I wanted to be on a jury, because I'd screw up their damn jury so bad. Their thing. So unless somebody was really guilty of something heinous, they wouldn't get convicted. There wouldn't be no driver's license or none of that type of freaking nonsense. And that's one of the things I'm going to put on my homepage. Is how we sign away our property with the attorney in fact, and you can. I'll show you what I mean if you. Want to see this motor vehicle, like I say, you have to put IRS in the subject matter. If you want to see it, go down to your local dealer, and I'll tell you what to ask for. We sign them all away. Airplanes are all owned by the FAA. I got that out of Dave Gladden. You have to sign away. They actually say legal and equitable ownership. They put it in plain English in the in the airplanes. You can't get a number unless you give the let them own the airplane. But you see, people can't understand that a citizen of the United States, the one that they use, has no rights and no remedies. Nothing. Can't get it. I got it in court cases. Started clear back in 1792. So, what do we do? Well, first of all, it takes knowledge and power. And God, when I found the two major things. Means is a killer. It can stop all. You can have more fun in a court with this thing. But of course, like some of these courts that, John Thornton went to, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. They won't answer questions. They won't put the IRS person on the stand. Why? What does it take for what's called the power of inquisition for the IRS? Do you know what it takes? Court says they can only do an investigation using the power of inquisition, which is come and do my books and records and do this nonsense, if you volunteer. Only if you volunteer and file a return. Is that return binding on the IRS? No. Do they tell you that it's got all kinds of terms in it, of which there are 849 minimum in Title 26, of which they have changed words to terms that are as ludicrous and as different as a dog means cat? Individual means citizen of the United States or an alien. Really? Where's that at? 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. You're not an individual. You just don't know it. We don't know it. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work.
Okay, well, we're back here. And, see, I didn't blink. And they dismissed cases. Like I said, I got set up. That was an FBI sting. They've tried three of them and they got me on one. So I... Never fight somebody else's battle. He will not fight for his own liberty or freedom. You walk away because you're being set up. They actually sent a guy up here about a week and a half ago to Alaska, supposedly with IRS issue. He wanted to know my clients and all this. I had him pegged in probably 2 minutes. It was a setup. He got nothing. I emailed him after he left. Told him, flat out. You know what? Haven't heard a peep out of him. I said, you're not very good at what you do. Because he brought up some stuff that was way over the pale on IRS stuff. So what happened? Let's just take John Thornton's case. Somebody that didn't blink. And there's more than one of them. Three times they tried to get him for contempt. Three times they didn't go ahead with it. Did an interlocutory appeal to the Eighth Circuit. He's in Minnesota. And they changed it to an appeal because they didn't want to answer the issues of law. And the idiot attorney, he wasn't even smart enough to pass the rules to get it filed up there. That he had to kick it back a couple times and finally gets it done. So what do they do? And this has happened more than once. So what happens when you get these criminals at the Circuit Court of Appeals? What happens? Well, what they did in John Thornton's case, if you went and looked at the district court, you'd think that there were going to be a sanction, but there wasn't. They never did do anything to put him in jail. But you go to their opinion, and it's a real short one. See, they do real short ones. And the one that they did was a whole whopping 2 pages. And they say, please review the rules and all this stuff. So what did they do? They said, well, let's say, accordingly, we affirm, okay, and see 8th Circuit Rule 47B. What's 8th Circuit Rule 47B? Well, there's two of them, 8th Circuit Local Rules. One of them is the local rule, 47, these local rules. And it says, go back to the Acts of Congress and rules adopted under 28 U.S.C. 2072. What does that mean? A local rule. Well, 28 U.S.C. 2072. Guess where that goes? That goes back to 1934 for civil and 1940 for criminal. That says that their rules of court trump all statutes. I ain't making this up. You couldn't make it up. How could they do that? John in Timbuktu. Hello, John.
Hey, Ralph. There we are.
Oh, yeah. We had you lost in the ether there for a minute. To find you.
Yeah, that's how the RBN switchboard goes. All of us.
Oh, well, it might be NSA. You never know. I mean, in today's world, who knows what's going on? What's up? What's a question or comment?
Okay, well, have you ever seen a release of lien from the IRS?
Yeah, I've seen releases of lien. Usually they release them normally because of the expired. I had one up here. Mine expired, but I haven't seen the release of lien. But pretty pissed me off because they didn't renew it. But that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, it appears to be a 10-year window. After 10 years, they notify you that your opportunity to file has expired. So sad, so bad. Here's our notice of release of lien.
Okay.
I've got two of them.
Okay, well, if you'd like to scan them and send them to me, I like to put these things in my file and then make them public if you don't mind, or I redact them, the name out, let me know, and I'll redact your name.
Well, I'll send it to you unredacted, and you can do the redaction if I can take your word on it.
Oh, yeah, yep. I got all the stuff. I'll have to redact it, but you got to put IRS in the subject matter. And then just put a note to redact your name, and I'll redact it, absolutely. And I'll send it back to you with your approval.
Here's the funny thing, Ralph. I didn't ask for it.
Well, I know.
I just called their bluff for 10 years plus, actually slightly less than 10 years, and they voluntarily, issued their release of lien.
Well, I challenge them. I put in a change of status to a citizen of Alaska what's that sheriff out of Arizona? I can't think of his name right now. That comes up. He goes around. I went to the Supreme Court. I can't think of his name. I'm terrible.
Mack,
yeah. Sheriff Mack, yeah. And I did a citizen of Alaska and filed it in. And 2 months later, my Social Security, 15%, they quit taking out 15% just by changing my status. And we've had other people do this. So that's amazing.
That in itself is probably worth your $250 a year stipend.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to modify I haven't got to it yet because I've had allergy issues and monitor issues. It's been, but that's all right. Life goes on.
Back in the early 90s, I got an attitude and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, by the early 2000s, I started into a letter campaign that I did not initiate, and I sought out help, and I'm sure you're familiar with the name, and I didn't, I'm not the guru. I think I made a wise choice, and at this point, I'm still of that opinion, and the letters that that this party provided for me to sign my name to him and forward apparently did the trick.
Well, you never know. I'd have to see it myself because they there's a lot of scamming, just like this Henderson thing out there.
I know, you know, I know, Ralph.
He's still selling his nonsense.
Yeah, I know, Ralph. The only reason I'm not behind bars is because I didn't jump on the first gravy train that I thought was the silver bullet. But be that as it may, these people, and you would know the name, when they were forced to cease and desist by a court order, I was one of the lucky ones, I guess, on the tail end of their services. And it worked. But there's a caveat there. I haven't had a bank account, you know, since the late 80s. I haven't had a loan since the mid-80s. I simply have chosen not to deal with these bastards, so there's not a, you know, a banking, you know, .. paper trail.
Right.
And to this day, if I would have the notion to look up my credit report, I'm sure they would send back a soundtrack of nothing but laughter, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, well, I stepped out of the banking in 2001. I ran a business without doing the IRS from 1995 to 2001. I ran it for 6 years, the largest privately held interconnect in Alaska, and I did not file. I got a new number. I didn't submit it. Never heard a peep out of them. And only after I bought some gold and silver and sold it back, they turned my name in, and I got the people online, Monix, and I said, what the hell's U.S. person? And they got the attorney and said, you know what? Nobody's ever asked me that question. He said, I have no idea.
What they were waiting for, Ralph, was for you to volunteer.
It's coercion. That's what I'm going to get to, what happened in John's case here. So, okay? Well, send me that.
All right,
I'll redact it and send it back, and then you approve it, and I'll use it, okay?
You bet. All right, bye.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, in John's case, and this case number is at the Eighth Circuit is 15-1774. Check it out. 15-1774. And one of the things I'm going to be doing with I get my home page up is put the audio there and then put documents that I talk about in that on the front page so people can, they won't have to file requests so they can go look and check it out. What a novel idea. So anyway, this thing talks about using the Eighth Circuit Rule 47B. Well, you go to the Eighth Circuit 47. First of all, there's a Eighth Circuit local rules of the Appellate Court of Appeals. That's Rule 47, local rules. And then it talks about the rules adopted under 28 U.S.C. 2072. And because I have Westlaw, that the source of 2072 is 1934. Our rules of court trump all statutes. Civilly and 1940, the same thing. I couldn't make this stuff up. What the hell? It's unbelievable. This is the overthrow of our republic. And so then you go to the local rule 47B in John's case, and it says a judgment or order appealed may be affirmed or enforced without opinion, but the court determines that opinion would have no precedental value in any of the following circumstances disposes of the matter submitted to the court for decision. One, a judgment of the district court is based on findings of fact that are not clearly erroneous. There was no finding of fact in John's case because nobody testified, except guess what they did? This is the game they play. Now, I have to understand it. Every motion should have an affidavit with it. These kangaroo courts all live on declarations, federal, and affidavits on state courts. That's the evidence. That's the only thing, because they're all inquisitorial. These courts really don't exist. And they're using affidavits and depositions. I see it in all of the stuff that they're going against Trump. Depositions ad freaking nauseam. Quoting stuff out of newspapers. Okay, it's a fax. The New York Times printed it. Does that make it true? No. That's what they're doing. That's the game. So anyway, two, the evidence in support of the jury. Oh, I need to say this. Wagner, this guy, put in declaration straight into the court. And the judge said that it was clear and convincing evidence, which is the highest level on the civil. The only evidence was his declarations. And he didn't even put under the penalties of perjury true and correct. Just said under the penalties of perjury. Totally irrelevant. And, of course, the judge held up the notice of interlocutory appeal to the 8th that they didn't want this out. And finally, the 8th, we got a hold of the 8th and figured out what the clerk ratted on the judge, and the 8th Circuit got him in line. So, the evidence in support of a jury verdict is not insufficient. Never have IRS tax case with a jury. You bench trial. Got that from Richard Rappert, and that's really the only way the law and the facts ever get tied together, except when you get them into a corner, they can't go there, which we're going to talk about. The order of an administrative agency is supported by substantial evidence on the record as a whole. Really, an administrative agency has standing in the court. Supreme Courts have ruled that the administrative agencies have no standing in a constitutional court. Many times. Or no error of law. And when they have of law, doesn't mean anything. The court, in its discretion, with or without further explanation, may enter either the following orders affirmed, see 8th Circuit Rule 47B, or enforced 8th Circuit. Well, what do you want to guess they did in John's case? Affirmed. So they just put the pending motion is denied in it. There was no enforced. Isn't that amazing? You just can't make this stuff up. So then you go back to the 8th Circuit Court of Rule 47B. They say go back to the 8th Circuit 40B. Procedure when there is no controlling law. Really? What are we doing in the 8th Circuit if there's no controlling law? A court of appeal may regulate practice in a particular case in any matter consistent with federal law, these rules or local rules of the circuit. No sanction or other disadvantage may be imposed for noncompliance. No sanction. For any requirement not in federal law, federal rules, or local circuit rules, unless the alleged violator has been furnished with the particular case with actual notice of the requirement. Really? This is what they did. They got it in the United States District Court as though they're sanctioned. They never did it. He called her bluff. He didn't blink. And this is the type of nonsense that they're saying. Basically, they said there's no controlling law. And we didn't say enforced. They just said affirmed. Oh, okay. So we'll just dispose of this case. That's what they did in John's case. John Thornton's case. He's a sharp guy. So no evidence, except the only thing that comes close is the declarations from a IRS agent. Of which they ask questions about driver's license, and which we have the transcript. And why would they want to know these things? Because that's how they establish jurisdiction. In Alaska, when you get a Alaska driver's license, the second step statute goes right to the voter registration in the district of corruption that you're a citizen of the United States. What's the deal? Because they have to get us to step out of being a citizen of one of the several states. We have to sign up and give away our birthright. And a citizen of the United States has no right to own property. He has no right to any constitutional court. And he is bound by any regulation, any administrative decision, even if it's wrong. Does that sound like the kind of world that our forefathers set up? No. Of course, when did United States of America show up? Well, it's easy in Westlaw because you can set dates. Right after the 17th Amendment in 1913, from 1913 to about 1916, it went from the United States, took a couple years to get all the attorneys in line, and it went to United States of America. Isn't that amazing? And in 1911, the Circuit Court of the United States, which was the last constitutional appellate court other than the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which Congress says it is now in 1984. The Circuit Court of the United States transferred its judicial power of appeal to the lower court, District Court of the United States. That's it right in the 1911 Judicial Code. They print it. Why didn't the new Court of Appeals that was made in the 1890s and came into effect in 1911, why didn't the judicial power of the United States go to that court? Because they were setting up the overthrow of our republic. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, there we go. Got rid of the music. Rappert's case, and it's coming up this Friday. We're going to refile the mandamus because they didn't say there was anything wrong with the mandamus, and they just flat out lied. There is a statute, unambiguous statute, that says they can only audit the taxpayer's return. That's real plain English. The taxpayer's return. How do you get the taxpayer return? Oh, the judge said, well, you don't really have to file a Form 1040, which is an implied in law contract for a, which nobody ever brings up in these IRS cases or state cases, other than Rappert and Scott, which I think he's going to be joining us next hour out of Idaho. Why don't anybody bring this up? An implied in law contract is smoke and mirrors. I want a benefit. What the hell is the benefit from filing at Form 1040 with terms that I don't understand and you haven't disclosed? And so they get around, and in this, they say, oh, by the way, they don't say there's nothing wrong with it. They say, guess what? Along with the motion, appellate filed a certificate of service that is defective because it fails to include a date of service of the required language. I declare under the penalties of perjury that everything I have stated in this document is true and correct. As required by Minnesota, the state has not filed a response to either petition. No. Do they do that? No. I looked at some stuff. They get it notarized. It said sworn and subscribed before a notary. Does a notary? I've had done a lot of notaries. Have you ever had a notary swear to anything? What is the notary doing? Are they getting you to swear that everything is true and correct in the document, or are they identifying you? Last time I checked, they're identifying you. They want to see a driver's license and a passport, or they want to know who you are. There's no sworn. They don't give you an oath that it's under the penalties of perjury, so this is all nonsense. So we're going to redo it because it's procedurally defective. Not that there's anything wrong with this other. And they make these other statements that have, they don't, they say, the petition raises several other claims of error, including errors of presentation of the state's evidence. There was not one party in there even knew what subtitle of tax it was, A, B, C, D, or E. There's not one party in there that knew what the terms were. The people testifying said, not only do I not look up the terms, I have no damn interest in looking up the terms. Well, guess what? Withholding, agent, taxpayer, those things are terms, and they have a total different meaning. I am not an individual. Individual in a dictionary. Unabridged dictionary is somebody out of a class, like a man or a woman or out of a class. It doesn't say citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully over here. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A, parenthesis A2. They can't even keep records on us unless you're a citizen of the United States. The federales can't. Or the state. Did they tell us that? No. They just ignored all this. The state wouldn't allow Rapper to put the terms taxpayer in. Oh, no, you don't need to file anything. They gave in their own discovery that there has to be a known legal duty to file in the federal, which is the same thing in Idaho. It's the same in every state, because all of these states are, they're a state of the United States, or technically they're a vassal states, but they're all piggybacked on the feds because they're using citizen of the United States, which I've got it in the 1938 congressional record out of a thing that was written back in 1887, based on Supreme Court cases. The citizen of the United States can only be enforced by Congress on state law or state actors. The states have no authority to use citizen of the United States. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. Back in a minute.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.